This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It is a short week for the Ducks. They are hosting Michigan State coming up on Friday here on The Fan. 6 o'clock kick, and so that means we have Dan Lanning a day early. I believe Coach is on the line. Coach, can you read us?
I got you. It's kind of quiet. I can hear you all day.
Fantastic. You hear the studio applause there, the live studio audience?
I love it.
How's your day?
It's going good. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're watching baseball. Are you, I know you're a Chiefs guy. Are you a Royals guy?
Yeah, I wish I followed them a little bit closer. I know they're playing right now. And what's the score of the game right now?
2-1 in the seventh. They're winning.
All right. Yep. I love it. Yep. I've never done a great job of paying attention to baseball. You know, they'll sometimes leave you a little bit excited for, but they've had a couple good runs in my lifetime.
Yeah. Did you play baseball when you were younger?
Yeah, right around until the curveball showed up, you know, played it probably right until like seventh grade.
Yeah, you were like Joe Boo, couldn't hit a curveball, huh?
Yeah, I don't know, didn't have the same passion for that sport as I did for like basketball and football.
I gotcha. Well, did you call Xfinity and threaten to move your internet?
I didn't, no, I lost track of time, but didn't, but maybe everybody else did, right?
I hope so.
That's the key.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
We started a movement, Coach. That's all.
I just want everybody else to do the work, right? Like, if everybody else could do the work, get it done for the rest of us, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, you reap all the rewards. I mean, it's I'm assuming at this point, like when you're this deep into the season, is it just all consuming at this point? I mean, my guess is there's just not room for pretty much anything else, including Xfinity wars.
Hour and 15 minute Xfinity calls.
Yeah, not a lot of time to be on hold right now this time of year.
No.
What changes on a short week? I mean, what gets squeezed?
Yeah, Monday. Monday just kind of gets removed, and you just kind of skip Monday and say, okay, we're going Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right into the game. So we just kind of take Monday and pull it out, make a couple adjustments to some of the other days. You work a little bit longer on Sunday and Monday night as a coaching staff, and, no business reinventing the wheel this week, but trying to have a couple wrinkles, and then you prepare for this a little bit in advance. Before you get to this week, you kind of say, okay, we know that we're gonna have a short week this week, so what what can we rep that maybe we don't show in the last game or things like that, you know?
How much does your, I mean, people always make such a big deal about, you know, adjustments week to week, but, you know, your scheme is your scheme, but how much individualized, how much of an individual game plan does each team get versus kind of the core of what you guys do?
You know, it depends a little bit on the plan. I would call us a game plan oriented team. You know, we certainly plan for each team differently based on strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, we'd like to think that that's going to show up a little bit. There are some of the things you would call your staples that you're always going to have, but it might be, hey, we're going to run this play, but how we run it against this team will be different, you know? So we're probably kind of a combination of both, where we have some things that show up that are new for a certain team that we're playing. And then there's some things that, you've probably never seen from us before that'll show up in this game.
Like, you get it to a big comfortable lead at UCLA. I mean, you're on your way to a 35-3, you know, halftime lead. You have the unfortunate interception, but game never really felt in doubt. When you have a lead like that in the second half, is there any thought to you play it maybe a little more close to the vest is to not put things on there, or does that not enter the thought process at all when you're in the middle of a game?
No, that's certainly part of a conversation of, okay, we have something dialed up and ready, but do we need to use it yet? Yeah, that certainly comes up. I don't know if there were a bunch of things that were like, oh, I'm itching to call this, and we want to wait and save it, you know, moments. Usually if you have a bullet in the chamber, you use it. But, you know, that certainly happened a couple times this year where we felt like a game was in a certain spot, and we'll ask the question, hey, we want to utilize this, and usually the answer will be no, not if we don't need it, you know.
I mean, the defense was dominant all four quarters. Offense rolling in the first half. Second half, it just couldn't quite sustain drives, didn't quite click. What was the difference between first half execution and second half against UCLA?
You know, the combination of things. You know, they did some good things, you know, from their standpoint. Also, just different field position, and we just hurt ourselves a couple times. But, you know, that will happen from time to time. I think the week before, you know, against Oregon State, we scored every single drive. This game, we didn't in the second half, and that's an area for us to be able to improve.
This is Dan Lanning of Oregon. What's Michigan State best at?
Yeah, great question. Offensively, you know, they're a team that runs the ball. When they can get the running game going, it can be really effective, and they do it in unique ways. They'll add extra gaps with bigger personnel groups, and then they've been a really good shot team. You know, they do a great job pushing the ball down the field, extended field shots, things like that.
Are they similar?
Defensively, you know, a little.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're good. Yeah, no, defensively, they're you know, kind of a field under team, so you're going to have the bubble to the field, but they present a lot of different looks and pressures out of those looks, so something we have to be prepared for.
Are they similar to Oregon State because of Jonathan Smith?
Yeah, there's definitely some similarities there, especially offensively, defensively, a little bit different, but certainly some similarities there.
I wanted to ask you about your coaching travels, or maybe when you were at Georgia, did you ever have a group of pass catchers like you have now at Oregon?
I don't know. Probably, yeah. I mean, I think we have a really solid group here right now, a really talented group, and I've been a part of some really talented teams too that had, you know, a talented group also. So yeah, I think we've had some similar guys. Each guy's different. You know, each guy has different strengths and weaknesses, but I really like the group that we have right now.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this for almost 20 years, and I mean, Oregon has had phenomenal quarterback play, phenomenal running back play, still have that. But from a receiver standpoint, This is the best that we've seen in 20 years. You just don't get a lot of big NFL guys, and it feels like this room is different.
Yeah, I think it's a group that can be really really special for us and can do a really good job. Certainly has a lot of talent, and I think they're getting better and better each week.
I mean, isn't that kind of the difference? Like, I mean, like you said, you've been at big time programs, and you know Alabama, Georgia. I mean, the two biggest in the country.
William Jewell,
yes,
the
crown jewel. But it's like when you get to Oregon, and not that Oregon didn't have great talent, but I mean, was there one of those things where when you got here, you knew that if you wanted to be on that level, you needed rooms like this? You need position groups that are full of not one NFL guy, but three or four NFL guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, I said to our coaching staff just the other day, more than just wide out, I said, you know, ask them who the greatest coach of all time was. And there's a lot of different, you know, names that come out, but people start mentioning like John Wooden or Geno, over at UConn, or, Belichick, whoever that might be, Nick Saban. And I said, you know what all those people have in common? They have the best players. Yeah. Right. So like, if you want to be the best, like, go have the best players. And that doesn't matter really what position we're talking about. If you want to be the best, you need to have the best players. And that's why we put such an emphasis on recruiting. I think that matters a lot. And we certainly have some talented players on our roster right now.
One of my favorite things is we had when Chip was here, they were playing LSU in the opener, and LSU got him pretty good. And after the game, someone asked Chip about how Oregon kind of had small, fast guys, and LSU had like the big, fast guys. And Chip was like, well, I want the big, fast guys too. They're just hard to find. So I'm not trying to get little and small. I want big and fast. It's just it's hard to find. I'll never forget that. Someone insinuating that somehow that he was trying to build the team different than what LSU was.
Right.
All right. Uniforms this week are the Heroes Unis. If you guys haven't seen these, our listeners should check those out. They're designed by your family, yeah, because your wife battled cancer. What years? I mean, I think she said 6 or 7 years cancer-free now?
Yeah, 7 years now cancer-free. It was back when we were at Memphis. You know, she was going through that battle.
So how special is that? I know Nike came to you and put forth the idea, but the designs on the uniforms are her and the kids, and even you, I think, have a little design element in it that you added?
Yeah, I don't know how much creativity I had involved in the thing, but yeah, it's really neat. It's a really, really cool touch and really cool piece. Definitely grateful for Nike being able to piece together. And I think it's something that hopefully everyone that's been affected by cancer can, you know, celebrate and recognize.
Yeah. And I assume you guys keep a set of those.
I don't know. I hadn't thought that far ahead. Kind of focused on winning the game here first. Oh, that'll be the best icing on the cake.
Yeah. You don't like talking about uniforms, I know. But yeah. What's the ice cream story? I know the kids were talking about, did you guys just always go for ice cream during that time? Or because there's an ice cream cone.
No, not necessarily that. Yeah, I heard that. Well, I think there's a couple pieces to it. You know, I think, one, whenever we would go visit Sophia at the hospital, they had this this freezer that had like these little ice cream cups. And so when we'd go visit her when she was getting chemotherapy, the boys would always say, "Hey, Dad, can we get ice cream?" Well, there was ice cream there in the freezer at the hospital. And then I think the other piece of it, you know, when they're asking Caden about, you know, designing uniforms, each guy, you know, each kid drew some different things. And he actually drew an ice cream cone. He said, you know, life without cancer is like ice cream on a hot summer day. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think kind of all those things tied together and made that pretty neat deal. And if you look at the ice cream cone, it's kind of cool because it's the waffle cone, right? Which obviously is a reflection of Nike and the waffle shoes.
Yeah, so okay.
All those things kind of tie back together. Yeah. Pretty neat.
It is cool. You guys should check out the video. They put out a 4 or 5 minute video on it, on the making of those. Now, I have one other non-football-y question for you. The colors of your Sharpies on your collar. Last week you had, I think you had red and black, but sometimes they change. Like, what's the significance of the colors? What do they mean?
Yeah, the colors don't mean anything. I'm looking for two fine point Sharpies that I can use to make notes during the game, and usually not black, but I think last week it might have been red and black. I'm not sure.
Okay.
You know, I usually like a red and a blue one, but, you know, that means you have to go to the office and look and see if you can find one, and I don't think I had a red and blue one this past week, so I think it was different colors.
You don't have a Sharpie coach, like a get-back coach?
Somebody can do that for you.
You can't fetch
just a couple of Sharpies. I grab my own Sharpies. Mm. Yeah, just grab my own Sharpies, you know. So
blue collar.
I'll do a better job looking before this week.
Blue collar.
Man of the people.
How long are we letting the beard grow?
My wife made me trim it yesterday. Mm. She said it was a little too big. Mm. So,
okay.
Good question. Yeah, it should be a little bit shorter next time. See, it's not crazy short. I was thinking like ZZ Top, you know, something like that.
I
think she vetoed. I think she vetoed that.
Yeah,
so
they always
do. It's now a little bit tighter. It's not like 5 o'clock shadow, but it's not quite as. I guess it was getting big, and I didn't even realize it.
Okay, a little white in there too. I noticed. I mean, you know, not to.
A lot of white. That's coming fast. Yeah, a lot of white. It's coming fast. I don't feel like I had that when I first got here in Oregon. I think it's, I don't know what causes that, but I got it now.
Dude, I'm telling you, it happens.
It comes fast. Yeah.
I have a big beard. I have a little bit of the ZZ Top beard. And I was sitting there like a year ago, and my son, who's older, he's like 20, he looked at me and just goes, "Oh my God, Dad." He goes, "You have so much white." And we're just eating dinner. I'm like, "Thanks, son. Really appreciate that." The kids, they have no filter. So it'll be when it gets super white, it'll be the kids that tell you.
That's right. It means we got great experience, right?
That's right. You earned those gray hairs.
Have a great game on Friday. Thanks for coming on early, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
All right. You too. That is the coach, Dan Lanning, every week on our show. He is brought to you by...
He's in Big Ten mode right now.
I think he is, yeah. He's brought to you by Unitas Community Credit Union. Like a coach's playbook, Unitas has a winning strategy for your finances. You, us, Unitas.
Yeah.
He's
focused.
He's an interesting one to interview.
Last week off the bye week,
yeah,
he was in a great mood
last week. Yeah. And this,
he's focused.
He is definitely zeroed in.
Ohio State's coming up next.
And he has to get his own Sharpies.
Yeah, I would have thought.
What is that?
I would have thought for certain there'd be a Sharpie coach.
Who's that, Buckley?
I feel like he could just offhand and say, "Hey, does anyone have a Sharpie?" And there'd be six people that run up and
100%.
Had one for him.
Man. You know? Yeah, that's like the Super Bowl for one little intern who's like, I got to find
break,
the Sharpie.
Jimmy.
Right now.
Someone right now is listening to that in the Oregon PR department. Is like,
send him a.
He doesn't want black.
He doesn't want red.
He wants red and blue.
That's so true. Okay, well, the Dan Lanning postgame show is next. We'll get to checking back in on the baseballs. It's getting good with Isaac and Suk on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.